Bench Bumps.
Cam FM.
That was, of course, Go by Grimes, and we're going to throw live down to the river for a bit of extended coverage, including, hopefully, some interviews with some very well-behaved bystanders on the towpath. Hello, Ben, are you down on the river?
I am indeed. I'm still here at Grassy Corner. The wind continues to pick up, as does the side of the crowd, and the Clare contingent is just swelling and swelling and swelling. No college that I've ever seen at Lent Bumps down the years has been quite so successful at lobbing people into the slightly damp grass here at Grassy Corner. Just to confirm for you, I know we didn't do it on air, we've not done it yet, but the N3 results of the last race, just to confirm, they were, as we call them, but for one change. Robinson M2 did indeed row over. Wolfson M2 bumped up on Corpus Christi M2. Everything else is as we called it. And if you'd like to see these results and more, head over to the Cam FM website. For this race, I'll do a very quick rundown before we move on to more interesting things. This is the W2 division. And leading it are Trinity Hall W1. If they stay where they are, they'll get the chance to bump up into the Premier League of Women's Rowing in Cambridge. That is, of course, the W1 division. Chasing them, though, will be Kings W1, Homerton W1 behind them, Selwyn W1 behind them, Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall, rode over yesterday, missing out on the chance of Blades, Fitz behind them, Sydney Sussex behind them, Emma 2 behind them, then Christ 2, Jesus 2 are on for their Blades. They've bumped every single day. Lady Margaret, that's of course St John's College, are on for Spoons, their W2 follow. Darwin W1 are on for Blade, Newnham W2 behind them, Pembroke W2, Robinson W1 also on for Spoons, they've been bumped every single day, Corpus W1, St Edmunds W1, and of course the Sandwich boat, the boat that rode at the top of the division in the last race in the women's, will be Clare W2. Now, just waiting for the start of the race, Jack, how are the crews pushing out into the river?
Yeah, they're all looking good. They're looking set. We've got Trinity Hall just sort of stood by them right at the head.
I can hear it folded like that.
They're now pushing out with the poles. They've got the bank pot.
Folded like that, I can hear it.
They go out into the river. This is the moment. It's Saturday. They're looking forward to the dinner. Weren't it first, though? Because this is the last race of this year's Lent Bumps 2015 on Cam FM. Tit Hall, they're off now. The start cannon's gone. Tit Hall pushing hard away. The Cox willing them on. Behind them, Kings W1 cutting through the butter, through the water, like a knife through butter. They've got a very nice stash, actually. They've got a sort of purple and white stripe down the side. We've got behind them, we've got Homerton W1, who seem to have gone slightly wide. Looking a little bit too far to the far side of the river. I don't know, I suppose it's the inside of first post. So that's a bit of interesting coxing there. And then behind them we've got Selwyn W1. Selwyn pushing hard. The Cox is shouting them on. He's got a backwards cap on. I've not seen that before. They're probably about a length behind Homerton W1 now. They're catching quite fast. I think you should watch that one there, Ben, because it looks like Selwyn are going to catch Homerton, and Homerton are going quite wide on the corner. Need to take it further on the inside, or they're definitely going to get caught by Selwyn. And behind them, we've got Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall. Still about a boat's length behind Selwyn, but they're all quite clustered at the top there. There's quite a long distance between the Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall boat and Fitz. I'd say about three boat's lengths. And then it's getting interesting there, because Sydney Sussex are catching Fitz. There's some sort of, they've divided into clusters in this W2 race. Emma W2, they're some way behind Sussex and that battle. There's sort of three or four boats lengths behind. Two boats lengths behind them, we've got Christ powering up through the river. Christ looking to avoid Spoons, but Jesus are going for their blades, and they are going hard. There's about half a boat's length. Come on, Jesus, you can do it. Half a boat's length there. The bow ball is edging ever closer to the end. Oh, come on, Jesus. You've got to push a little bit harder. They're going to bump them. They are definitely going to bump them. Jesus there. Jesus are going to go home with Blade. Oh, yes. And Emma, Christ W2 are going to get the spoon. The look of sort of despair on Christ's face as they've conceded. Christ gets spoons. Jesus gets blades. Excellent result for Jesus. Just coming through now, we've got Darwin. Darwin are also battling against Maggie. Darwin are going for blades. And Maggie are looking to avoid spoons. Maggie W2. Darwin W1. Maggie W1 on the back side. Number three. She's grinning because she knows they're going to pull. Ben, let's go to you. It's all very exciting down here. Ben, what's happening at Grassy?
It is Pit Hall W1 rowing very, very strongly. They're taking quite a wide line around Grassy Corner. Kings W1 may capitalise. Behind them, though, Homerton W1 in a really nice... really nice boat there. Selwyn behind them. It's about on station. Quite a long gap then until Lucy Cav, who would be struggling, other than the fact that Fitz took an appalling line. And there's now all sorts of catch up. Sydney Sussex W1 really gaining on Fitz. Behind them, of course, Emma. And the river is clear because Christ is bumped out. Now over to you, Jack.
Thanks, Ben. Sorry, just to confirm, Maggie has been bumped by Darwin. Darwin then gets the blades. Maggie go home with spoons. And just as they go around the reach, the first post corner, Pembroke have bumped Newnham. I'm pretty sure that happened. I don't know if it's better than I did, but I'm pretty sure I saw Pembroke just as they went round the corner, pulling in. Pembroke bumping up on Newnham. They definitely will, even if they didn't. Robinson, Corpus Christi, St. Ed, and right at the back, all coming through. Doesn't look like there's anything much happening there. There's probably about a boat length between Robinson, Corpus Christi and St. Ed, so maybe a bump further down, but then Tithall, Clare, right at the back. Ben, let's go back to you at Grassy Corner.
Well, the last of the first half of that division went past me. Emma W2 rowing reasonably well, but of course quite a long way behind Sydney Sussex, who really gave it on fifth. Now I can see the blue blade of Robinson, long, long stretch of river between them. Yeah, and in fact the entire bend. So I'm going to throw over to Kate and Maeve, one of you, on Ditton Corner, because Kate, I'll throw to Kate now on Ditton Corner. You see the top of the division going past you.
Yes, Tithall have just rowed past the Sue by King. There are at least two boat lengths behind them at this stage, so Tithall look very strong. Back to you.
Thank you very much. Now, the bottom half of the division, that's what's left of it, is approaching me. Coming into this, the first part of the reach, the corner, the grassy corner here. It's a tricky little S-bend, as we've said before today. It's a nightmare for coxes, especially novice ones, but these three boats have tackled it pretty well, I would say. Robinson W1, Corpus Christi W1, and St. Edmunds W1 are really gaining, I think, on Corpus. It's probably down to about a boat length. I think Robinson are in for the row over, because behind them, Clare 2 look like they're going to crash into the far side of the gut. That's the section of the river that we're talking about here that goes into Grassy Corner. It's a bit of an S-bend, as we've said. So, yeah, they're coming past me now. Corpus W1 is down to about half a boat length now. St. Edmunds W1 gaining on them. Half a boat length, a quarter of a boat length almost by the time they've finished this corner. St. Edmunds have taken a slightly better line. Both of them will be scraping the paintwork on the barges parked there on the inside of Grassy Corner. All three of those boats that I've just talked to you about making their way onto the Plough Reach opposite the Plough Pub, fantastic pub, which has kindly hosted Cam FM's PA equipment bumps over the years. I'm going to throw back to Jack now at first post corner. Jack, what have you got?
Yeah, thanks, Ben. The champers is out down here. Jesus, bumps up on Christ. So Jesus, go home with blades. Jesus, come to do. Take it to the cops here. Just explain how you're feeling.
Just pure unbelief. We've been working so hard for this all term, and it's finally here, and we're really, really pleased.
Where did the champagne come from? Do you have it in the boat?
No, we did, and that was a surprise for us. That was from our coach, Sam Bray.
Oh, man. So you've been working hard. Very well done. What are you going to do tonight? Are you going to go to the boat club dinner?
Of course. I think a good time there for sure.
Very good. Well done, anyway. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that's Jesus. They've got blades. They're going to go home with blades. Christ, unfortunately, they're going to go home with spoons. But, I mean, I don't feel that sorry for them. Jesus are very, very happy, and they deserve it. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks very much, Jack. I'm going to go over to Kate again. Kate, what happened at the top of the division?
Hello?
Hello, Kate or Maeve, one of you. What happened at the top of the division?
Hi, Maeve here. Sorry. So all of the van cars are passing down. There's a lot of noise. But so the crews that have rowed over are rowing over heroically now in the wind. And they're all pretty much on station with Emma, maybe a little bit behind, but all the bang parties are lying to them and saying that they're much closer than they are. Yeah, very dramatic.
And why do they do that, mate? Why do they lie?
Well, the thing about rowing, I think it was Hugh Laurie that said it, and he rowed for Cambridge, it's the only sport where you can't see where you're going. So the direction you're going in, you have no idea what's actually happening. So they can very easily lie to get them to push harder and say, you know, you're half a length, really you are, when they're miles away and they can't turn around to look like. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And just in terms of the results so far, now, when the votes went past me at Grassy, Chit Hall, Kings, Homerton, Selwyn, Lucy Cav, Fitz and Sydney, and indeed Emma, were all set to row over. Have they all rowed over as far as you're concerned?
No, it looks like Selwyn and Homerton have not passed yet, so I'd say Selwyn bumped Homerton. I think I heard someone say that.
Thank you very much. Eddie, what can you say about the rest?
The others all have rowed over, though, it looks like.
Fantastic. So that battle between Fitz and Sydney Sussex looks like Fitz just edged them out. I'm going to throw back to Jack, because it sounds like he's got yet another interview, maybe.
Sorry, yeah, it's very jubilant down here. Darwin, quickly, how do you feel about getting blamed?
Oh, it's amazing. We have had 3 bumps on a row over 7 times in a row, and we finally managed to get blamed. Long wait. Great, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well done, Darwin. Yeah, they were just sort of congratulating each other, Darwin and Jesus, because both got blades. They both pulled over, like, right by each other. Darwin with the foliage. Jesus, of course, they don't get the foliage. It's a sort of weird tradition. But Darwin, very happy there with the blades. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks. Yeah, that is quite a strange tradition Jesus College have. They don't give themselves foliage. By foliage, we mean they rob the trees next to the bank for leaves that they stick into their hair and everywhere else you can imagine. But Jesus as a college, as a rule, don't do that, even if they bump, because apparently, so the legend goes, Jesus College, you're expected to bump, so you don't need any reward than do it for doing what you're expected to do. Now, I'm going to stick with us, please, because we still haven't heard what's gone on between Robinson W1, Corpus W1 and St Edmunds W1, all at the bottom of the division. I wonder whether Kate on First Post Corner or May further down the reach might be able to enlighten us.
Right, well, I just had the last boat row across there. So what it looks like is, I think St. Edmunds rowed over, and then Corpus might have bumped Robinson, and then it looks like Pembroke bumped Newnham, because I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, that's as Jack called it. So thanks very much, Maeve. Let's do a little rundown then of the results as we think they happened. We think then, Trinity Hall row over. They go on to become the sandwich boat in the W1 division and have a chance of bumping into the Premier League of women's rowing here at Cambridge. Kings W1 row over as well. We think Homerton were bumped by Selwyn. Lucy Cavendish, Hughes Hall, that combined team there, they row over, as do Fitz W1, as do Sydney W1. Unlucky Sydney, it doesn't sound like you managed to catch Fitz in the end. That must have gone right down to the wire, though. Very, very tight race as they came past me at Grassy. Emma W2 row over. Then Christ 2 were bumped by Jesus 2, as Jack described. Jesus getting their blades. No foliage, though, because that's what you expect of Jesus, apparently. Lady Margaret 2 were, that's from St John's College, of course. They were bumped by Darwin 1. Darwin getting their blades. They do wear foliage because they're not pretentious snobs. Newnham 2 were bumped by Pembroke 2. Robinson 1, I'm afraid, get their spoons. I wonder whether there will actually be spoons printed. One thinks perhaps not. Corpus Christi bumped them. St Edmunds W1 row over, and Clare 2, the sandwich boat, very long row over. And don't forget, of course, Clare 2 had to race a race earlier in the day. So very well done to Clare 2 for double the amount of rowing as anyone else. Jack, do you have something finally to add from First Post Corner?
It just got very exciting. The Jesus and Darwin are just rowing past me now, rowing back, singing, waving their flag. Can you hear them singing? Great sight. Darwin and Jesus pulled over and started sort of congratulating each other because they both got blades and they were both cheering each other on. Darwin was saying, oh, Jesus, thank you for clearing the river for us. And Jesus were like, well done to Darwin. And they were both very happy with each other. And they're singing Darwin as they row back down the river. It's a great sight, this. Yeah.
In fact, I can see you and I can see them, Jack. I can see you both. Give us a wave. Yeah, Darwin are about to pass me now at Grassy. They're rowing beautifully, obviously without the stresses of race rowing. The flag there resplendent at the back of the boat, held aloft by the cocks. They're all wearing lovely foliage. And I'm just going to put my mic out and see if you can catch the faint singing. They stopped. They went very shy as soon as the microphone was produced. And Jesus, sans foliage, holding the flag, though, also rowing beautifully. Slightly punchy strokes here from Jesus. Well done to both of those crews. But for now, we await the M2 division coming up next. But for now, back to you in the studio.
Thank you very much, Ben, for that wonderful, interesting race. We look forward to hearing from you with the confirmed results in a few minutes. Anyway, for all of you tuning in at home, luckily, it seems to be a very well-behaved division there, so we didn't have anyone breaking the rules. But just in case we get it later on in the day, here's Charlie XX with Break the Rules.
Lench Bumps.
Cam FM.
I think we might be able to throw live over to the river, hopefully, for some results. Is that right?
Yes, here. Maeve with the final results from the results tent. So we have Trinity Hall W1 rowing over, King W1 rowing over, Salmon W1 bumped Thomerton W1, Lucy Hughes, so Hughes Hall, Lucy Cavendish rowed over, Fitzwilliam W1 rowed over, and Sydney Sussex W1 rowed over, and Emmanuel W2 rowed over. Jesus W2 bumped Christ W2. Darwin W1 bumped Maggie, getting blades. Pembroke W2 bumped Newnham W2. Yeah, Pembroke. Then Corpus Christi bumped Robinson. No, sorry, that's not true. Robinson rode over, and St. Edmunds bumped Corpus Christi. And Claire, the sandwich boat, rode over.
Lench Bumps.
Cam FM.